Well, basically, after the controversy yesterday, it was kind of pointed out that Everton fans were right all along and that VAR favoured teams at the top of the league.
Yeah, and you're enjoying being on top of the league. And in fairness, Everton, and this pains me to say it, but Everton deserve to be top of the league.
There's absolutely no doubt I'm enjoying it. I'm not used to it. I've never had the pleasure of doing it for longer than a week, I think, in all my time supporting Everton. So the deserved part, we do. You know, like there's a massive difference in the club this year compared to the last couple of years we've had. A massive attitude shift in the players, which is the best thing I think that we can kind of say about it. Results have gone our way. Before yesterday, a lot of people were saying, but so look, Everton haven't played anybody in the first four games. But now, after five games, we've played two of the top six teams in the league and we're still top. So things are going well at the moment.
You know, when you look at previous managers, Martinez would be one that I would just close my eyes. I can't believe he's even a manager of the Belgian national team, ranked number one in the world. But looking at managers and then to see Ancelotti's name even being mentioned and then being confirmed as the Everton manager, and I know he didn't have much time to do much last season, but he's certainly put his stamp on how Everton are playing. And as you mentioned, the mindset is totally different.
The mindset's the big thing. Like, it was always a case of whenever we were going away to even teams top seven, eight in the league, it wasn't even the top two or three, we were always negative. The fans were negative, the players were negative, the whole club, it was always about let's try and do our best to nick a draw and stuff. Ancelotti comes in and he's changed the whole mindset. Everybody now is more confident. The players are confident, the fans are confident, even the workers in the stadium and stuff. There's just a way better buzz about it. So, like Everton fans feel for ages, like when Sam Allardyce was sacked, he started talking about how, what do we expect? Well, this is what we expect. So, we expect better for our club. We don't expect to be scraping draws and hoping to avoid relegation. We expect to be challenging at the top, and now we are. Like Ancelotti's come in, one of the biggest names in world football as a manager. People say, some people said he was past it. We were just hoping he wasn't. So far, so good. He's brought in better mindset, like we said. But now he's also attracted better players.
It's hard to hear you
So,
say, it's difficult to, well, it's not difficult, it's just strange to hear you say what we expect is to be top and we expect to be challenging. But really, you showed no form or no proof that expectation was merited prior to
oh,
now.
but it wasn't. But it wasn't to see. But that's the thing, because we had gone backwards. Like we were struggling, let's say, obviously, to fight relegation for years. And then, like, so when David Moyes came in, he stabilised the club. And he brought us up onto another level. Now, obviously, when he left for United, we started gradually going down. Martinez had one good season, but that was built on Moyes' team. And then we started going down and down and down. Like, we were finishing 15th, 16th. And so Allardyce came in to save us from relegation. And he's like, what do you expect? We don't expect to be down there. As a club, like, we were one of the top teams in England in the 80s. So, as a club, we expect to be higher up. And again, not just Ancelotti, we've got Mejiri and the boys coming in with the money as well. So they spent a lot. So again, there's no reason why Everton shouldn't be up. And when I say challenging, I mean for next maybe two seasons, you try and get into Europe for next two or three years and then go for top four.
You are very reliant at the moment, and he is on fire, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, with the amount of goals that he's been scoring. He scored again in his debut for England only last week. Somebody's going to take him out at some stage, a bit like how Van Dijk was taken out yesterday. Have you a plan B?
Well, our plan B got sent off with a few minutes to go yesterday. Like, that is one of our worries, is that in the transfer market, we didn't go out and buy another striker. So we lost Moise Kean, who would have been coming on as a sub for the first seven or eight games in the season. Our two strikers are Dom and Richarlison. If something happens, Dom, where he goes through a run of bad form or gets injured, and now we've Richarlison missing for three games, it is a worry. Like, there is young lads coming through in the club, but there isn't a top striker, no. But Ancelotti's an experienced manager, and if Calvert-Lewin gets injured or something like that, he'll just rejig the team. So you can always work it where you put Richarlison up front and play James behind him, or maybe Sigurdsson behind him. So Iwobi and Bernard to come in. So there's a big squad there. Well, I'll say the subs aren't as good as the starting 11, but they're not as bad as the subs we would have had last year.
You mentioned James there. He is proving to be the player that we saw a few years ago. You know, a lot of people would have liked him to come to the Premier League. I know a lot of clubs were looking at him when he burst onto the scene in the World Cup in 2014. Now, I can't believe it's so long ago. There's more to get out of him, do you think?
James is flying. He's acted absolutely brilliantly. I was kind of worried about him yesterday because of the international. Like, he literally only flew back into the country on Friday, had a bit of a warm-up session, just like Yerry Mina. I thought, geez, he might be too tired now, but I think gradually he kind of came into the game yesterday. So much of our play goes through him. Like, he'll drift from either the right wing or the left wing, and nearly all of our goals this season so far have at some stage gone through James. But I hope he kind of finds his feet more and becomes more confident with other players around him, because an awful lot of time, if you watch him closely, he's getting the ball on the right wing and he's immediately switching it over to the left. Now, at the moment it's working, but I think the more and more the teams look into it, they'll spot that he's doing that. So they'll kind of be ready for it and adapt to the situation. But then I think he's so experienced, and I think he's up there. He's just below world class at the moment. I think then that might give him more space to find, instead of picking out a left winger or a left back up the pitch, he'll start picking out Richarlison and Dom going through the middle.
Let's look at yesterday's game, Merseyside Derby. The last few games at Goodison Park had ended in scoreless draws. At least yesterday there were four goals, probably should have been a fifth, and that's just a fact, because that offside decision at the end, I'd love to see how he was offside, Mane, for the one for Henderson. And then that whole decision regarding the tackle by Pickford on Van Dijk. What's your take on that? Should Pickford have gone?
Yes. definitely. It was, when I first seen it, I thought the rules were that basically once the whistle's gone, or once the whistle has gone, then, you know, what happens afterwards is null and void. But I've kind of been informed since that no, when he does something as reckless as that, that he can still be punished for it. Ridiculous tackle. Like, it was dangerous, and I don't know if any more info has come out on Van Dijk today, but there is potential for him to be out for a few months after, because it was a nasty, nasty tackle.
Well, you saw the impact of it with the equaliser, the first equaliser, because he wasn't in his place where he would have been to try and help clear that corner, albeit I know Adrian should have saved it, but Van Dijk, if he had been there, that mightn't have even been a header on target.
And that's exactly where Van Dijk would have been. Like, it was actually easy for Keane, because Keane kind of stepped in as if he was defending the corner, and then just before it was swung in, he came from the goal side and back out. There's not a hope if Van Dijk was there, that Van Dijk wouldn't have been at least challenging him for it. So it left Mina free. If you see, he kind of impacted on Adrian a little bit before the corner was taken as well. If Van Dijk was there, that wouldn't have happened. Like, the Liverpool fact, don't get bullied, yeah, when Van Dijk is playing there.
I'm not sure about this. You might know as well. The rule in relation to retrospective punishment to a player, you know, that if the referee hasn't dealt with the matter on the pitch, either giving a yellow card or a red card, as would have been the case to Pickford, I know can't the FA or the English Premier League impose some sort of a retrospective penalty on the player and suspend him?
I'm not sure, because it wasn't like it was off the ball. So, like, it
so that's
like
only
it
off the ball,
seen,
you think, is it?
I don't know. I'd be, yeah, like you and I wouldn't be 100% on the ruling on it. I would imagine that it was just, like, the way they can only look at it would be as a mistimed tackle, and that the ref, it's not like the ref wasn't looking at the ball or anything like that, so the ref would have seen it, just didn't see much in it. So I don't think there will be a retrospective ban, no.
And regardless of it being Liverpool or Everton or whoever, just the fact that VAR spent more time looking to see was it a penalty rather than looking to see what went into that injury or to the tackle that was reckless and potentially dangerous to the player on the receiving end.
Up anyway, like, VAR is ridiculous. Like, we played against Spurs last year and Dele Alli had a handball in the box and VAR took almost 7 minutes to decide it wasn't a penalty. Like, nobody wants VAR to take that long. It should literally be a case of, we'll look at two or three angles, yes or no, and then drive on with the game.
Well, that's clear and obvious. It's back to the whole clear and obvious, you know. That's
yeah, but I the main thing when you like it's different now, the Van Dijk thing when it comes to the offside, but the offside rule I think is wrong. It's not fair. Like VAR is seeing that a part of a player is in an offside position, so they're saying right, a player is offside, whether it be Everton, Liverpool or anybody else in the league. Whereas they're saying right, yes, part of that player is in an offside position, he's offside. Whereas I think the offside rule is wrong. It should be made clearer that, let's say, something along the lines of any way the player can score with his body. If that's in an offside position, then maybe that's offside.
Well, Gary Lineker in Match of the Day said last night that, you know, isn't the rule that you can be level with the player? So nobody is ever going to be exactly level with another player. So, as you say, the rule does need to reflect that change.
If any part of the forward is behind the defender, they're going to give it as offside.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Whereas if it was the other way around in the benefit of the attacker, I think in the long run would be better for football.
Anyway, are you going to win the league?
Not this year.
Well, this year will be ending in December, so will you win it this season?
We could be quite possibly top by the time it's all blown up, you'd never know. But no, Everton won't unfortunately win the league for the next couple of years, but I can't see us doing a Leicester on it. I just don't think that we'd have a big enough squad for it.
Is a Champions League place realistic, or is that still too far to speculate?
It is a possibility. We would need for the season to go a lot like yesterday and for a lot of luck to be on our side. The chances of it happening are unlikely. You would be hoping to be breaking into the top six this year. But I think we'd need a lot of luck to get into the top four.